Oh, watch you ever run the Congo River.
Join me, Stefan, for Sales, Wales and Whiskey, where we play the greatest hits from the 1800s. Sea songs and shanties, New Zealand songs, and the best tracks from the folk tradition. Listen in to Sales, Wales and Whiskey on Thursdays at 6 o'clock and repeat it the next Tuesday at 2.
Right, well, Sales, Wales and Whiskies. We've got the man in the studio. Good morning, Stefan. How are you?
Yeah, good as, thanks.
Yeah, you're feeling okay after your performance last night?
Yeah, no, we did. We made it through.
Oh, yeah, right. That was great. You were doing a show at Malone's.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I just sort of thought, wow, how many community radio stations have programs on sea shanties? So what's sea shanties all about?
So sea shanties are working songs that they used to sing on the old sailing ships. The ones that we sing are mostly from the 1800s, but people have been singing shanties for centuries, ever since there's been work on, you know, similar to slave songs that the slaves would sing in the fields and just to pass the time. But shanties had a particular purpose where they would coordinate all the effort, so
it's like when they had the capstan?
Yeah.
See, I've been an old sailor myself. And they were going around bringing up the anchor or hoisting sails.
Yep.
It gives them a unison. And
that's right, yeah. So it's same concept if you're rowing in a team of people. You all row at the same time and you go a lot faster. So I read somewhere that it's worth 10 men on a rope. So you're all pulling on a rope, and a good shanty is worth 10 extra guys.
Oh, so it really does give that rhythm.
Yeah.
Well, you've probably brought something in with you. I think I can see your computer there. Would you like to give us a tune?
Yeah, I'll play. I got into shanties a long time before I heard this song, but this song, I'm going to play Haul Away Joe by the Clancy Brothers, and it's got a really good example about when to pull and that sort of thing. So it's a great song too.
Okay,
give it a go.
Yep, go for it.
When I was a little boy, so my mother told me, "Tell me, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe." But if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all grow moldy. "Tell me, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe." No, we'll haul away, the good ship now is rolling. "Tell me, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe." King Louis was the king of France before the revolution. It's filed his constitution. We haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. No first time at the Yankee girl, and she was fat and lazy. "Tell me, we haul away, we'll haul away, Joe." And then I met an Irish girl, she damn near drove me crazy. "Tell me, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe." "No, we'll haul away, we're bound for better weather." "Tell me, we'll haul away, we'll haul away, Joe."
Okay, so that's the Clancy Brothers. They're very well known folk singing.
Yeah, sure are.
Right. Oh, what have we got here? New Zealand. I asked you about a New Zealand one. We've got a New Zealand one there we can play?
Sure.
Okay.
So I just thought give a little bit of a talk about it.
Yeah, sure. That's what I want.
there's as long as there's been sailors all around the world, there's been people who've been singing sea shanties, and New Zealand was built around the time that sea shanties were the most popular. So I sometimes think about it as the theme music to sort of New Zealand. You know, people who were immigrating on the sailing ships would have heard them. These are the songs and poems that they would have been singing when they started building the country. So the song we're about to do now is one called Captain Matheson that sung by a guy called Rudy Sundy. He's a local New Zealand shanty man. He's written a whole bunch of New Zealand sea songs. This one's a traditional one from the 1800s about a guy called Captain Matheson. So do you know Matheson Bay up by Lee there?
No, I don't.
No, it's just a little bay up there. He was an old sea captain that would drive the crew to... It's too hard on them. That's what the song's about. So this is not only a New Zealand shanty, but one localised to Auckland.
Come all you Auckland sailor lads, a warning take from me. I never sail with Matheson across the briny sea. You may sail the ocean o'er and o'er, I never find one so mean as the captain of the OCO, that lofty brigantine.
Roll! The humble buoy as from town to town we steer. Have a right good hearty fellow and the likes be lager beer. Have a right good hearty fellow and the likes be whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake upon the ear, the son of a gun for beer.
A standing on the quarter decks, a west a button down, taking observations of all things going around. He wears an old blue jersey with his elbows poking through, and he is a terrible mean man, for he starves his noble crew.
Roll! The humble blue as from town to town we steer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me like a beer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake upon the ear, I'm a son of a gun from here.
Oh, you to see his ugly mug when things don't suit him well. As black as any riding bird worn by the Earl of Hell. Oh, his head is like a pumpkin, and his belly is like a whale. And the holes in the snout, when well rigged out, would make Mount Eden jail.
Roll! Me humble blue, yes, from town to town we steer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me like a deer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake
upon
the ear, the son of the gun for beer.
Now Casey had two lawyers, and they were noble of fame. And Matheson had two lawyers, and they were just the same. The first place that he did appear was at the High Street Jail. He was tried and remanded, and they let him out on bail.
Roll! The humble blue, yes, from town to town we steer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and the likes me like a beer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake of poverty, I'm a son of a gun for beer.
Well, the next place that he did appear was Constitution Hill. And the jury being Freemasons, they brought in no true bill. And as he walks on down the street, the people on him do boo. There goes notorious Matheson, who starves his noble crew.
Roll! The humble blue, yes, from time to time we steer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me lager beer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake of poverty, I'm a son of a gun for beer.
Now Matheson had some money, about £500. No one ever found it, for he hid it in the ground. And when he comes ashore, me boys, you'll see him snooping around. He is looking for that money he has hidden in the ground.
Roll! The humble blue, yes, from town to town we steer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me lager beer. I'm a right good hearty fellow, and I likes me whiskey clear. I'm a rambling rake of poverty, I'm a son of the gun for beer.
Well, there we are, a New Zealand sea shanty written by a New Zealander. Well, Stephen, you've got one more there. You said it's a bit of a comedy or something?
Yeah, this is a famous folk song technique where you... you better hear it and make up your own mind. It's one called The Clean Song by Oscar Brand. It's off a CD I got of Dirty Sea Shanties, but this is one safe to play on the radio.
Oh, good. We've always got to watch that. Okay, go for it.
All right.
was a young sailor who looked through the glass, spied a fair mermaid with scales on her island where seagulls fly over their nests. She combed the long hair that hung over her shoulders and caused her to tickle and itch. The sailor cried out, "There's a beautiful mermaid a-setting out there on the rocks." The crew come a-running, a-grabbing their glasses and crowded for deep to the rail, all eager to share in this fine piece of news which the captain soon heard from the watch. He tied down the wheel and he reached for his crackers and cheese which he kept near the door, in case he might someday encounter a mermaid. He knew he must use all his wits, crying, "Throw out a line, we'll lasso her flippers, and then we will certainly find if mermaids are better before or be brave, my good fellows." The captain then said, "With fortune we'll break through her mermaid." In heading to starboard, they tacked with dispatch, caught that fair mermaid just under her elbows and hustled her down below decks. Each took a turn at her feminine, setting her free at the end of the farce. She splashed in the waves, landing flat on her. After a while, one man noticed some scabs. Soon they broke out with the pox and the scratching with fury, cursing with spleen. This song may be dull, but it's certainly clean.
Right, so there we are. That was a different kind of sea shanty. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Now, your show is on a Thursday?
Yep, Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Right, 6 o'clock, and it's repeated when?
They've recently changed. I think it's Tuesdays at 11 and Saturdays at 1.
Oh, right, so you get repeat. Oh, you've got two repeats.
That's right.
More than what I've got.
High rotation.
Yeah, well, it's 2 hours... show. They don't repeat them that often, but the 1 hour show, that's great. I really enjoyed that. It's great to have you in so people can listen to that. It's something different,
yeah,
and something that you are very knowledgeable about. It's obviously you are, because you have a real passion for it and you have the knowledge. And I remember seeing you here one of the first times you were doing it, and you had this, you were just rattling it off, where some of my jazz stuff I'm writing things down so I can remember them. But that's great, Stefan. Thank you for coming in.